From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, he brings the final portion of part one of a two-part message on the theme, Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith in Christ, highlighting the testimony of Old Testament believers who endured torture and martyrdom for the sake of their faith in Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us in a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Waiting, Not Running. The text is Psalm 62 and verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. Blessed posture, waiting truly and only upon the Lord. Be this our condition all this day and every day, waiting his leisure, waiting in his service, waiting in joyful expectation, waiting in prayer and content. When the very soul thus waits, it is in the best and truest condition of a creature before his Creator, a servant before his Master, a child before his Father. We allow no dictation to God, nor complaining of him. We will permit no petulance and no distrust. At the same time, we practice no running before the cloud, and no seeking to others for aid. Neither of these would be waiting upon God. God, and God alone, is the expectation of our hearts. Blessed assurance! From him salvation is coming. It is on the road. It will come from him and from no one else. He shall have all the glory of it, for he alone can and will perform it. And he will perform it most surely in his own time and manner. He will save from doubt and suffering and slander and distress. Though we see no sign of it as yet, we are satisfied to bide the Lord's will, for we have no suspicion of his love and faithfulness. He will make sure work of it before long, and we will praise him at once for the coming mercy.
Thank you.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, "A Humble Attempt to Promote Explicit Agreement and Visible Union of God's People in Extraordinary Prayer for the Revival of Religion and Advancement of Christ's Kingdom on Earth." Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. Thank you. During this week's broadcast, Dr. Cairns has been bringing the first of two messages on the theme, Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith in Christ. According to the passage in Hebrews 11, beginning with verse 35, many unnamed heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. As Dr. Cairns has been explaining, there are several possible interpretations for that expression as it was understood by those Old Testament saints. Certainly those who died had an eye to eternal life. Also, they considered the death for Christ to be infinitely better than what the world could offer. A third view is that those martyrs knew that all people would be raised, some to life eternal and some to everlasting punishment. In faith, they chose the former. Others were said to be tempted, that is, they were subjected to mental torture, which can be far worse than physical pain. The secret to enduring persecution for saints in every period of time is the same, a clear sight of the unchanging Christ. Now, to conclude this first message in this two-part series on bearing the unbearable through faith, here is Dr. Cairns.
I think you know that it's that temptation. It's the subtlety of the devil that makes it all the more difficult to do what's right. Whether you're saved or whether you're unsaved, the devil's going to use that subtlety to tempt you, to betray you into the wrong action. If you're in the meeting unsaved, the devil may well recognize that he's not going to get you down on the road to hell and rejection of Christ by telling you there is no God. He's not going to keep you in his thraldom by having you come right out and blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ and throw out the whole gospel. Nobody comes with a subtle argument, perfectly adapted to your weakness, perfectly adapted to your situation. He turns the screw at that time to keep you where he wants you. Man, flee from the most subtle argument of the devil. Embrace Christ. Some of you who are saved this morning, in the time of trouble and trial, are facing that subtle attack. I trust today that you'll know that perpetua-like stability, that you will say, my eye is on Christ. Whatever the argument, I will not feel them. Some were slain with the sword. They died in the slaughter of the sword, literally. Now contrast that with verse 34. Some escaped the edge of the sword. Now they had the same faith. This is where the charismatics all go wrong. They say they had revival, they had miracles in the old times, in the New Testament period, and parts of the Old Testament period. Therefore, if we have similar faith, we'll have miracles. Who said that? The Bible certainly doesn't say it. Some of them escaped the edge of the sword. But others with the very same God and this very same faith and the very same honor that the Lord has for his people, they suffered death by the sword. This happened to Urijah. You read of it in Jeremiah 26. Jeremiah in chapter 2 upbraids the Jews that they put many of their prophets to death by the sword. Nehemiah says the same in chapter 9 and 26, that they slew their prophets. Many were slain by the sword. Many wandered, were destitute, were afflicted, were tormented, wandering in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Those were days of distress. That's too wide a reference for me to go through all the details of the Old Testament. You'll find that happening again and again. It happened to David. It happened in New Testament times. It happened throughout church history. When I read those passages, I think of the Waldensian church, the church of the Piedmont, not this Piedmont, but that one in Italy. Think of them living in caves and dens and being hunted like wild animals. I think of the Scottish Covenanters. I think of people who paid the supreme price in order to be faithful to God. Now, they were driven from among men. Why? Because the world said they're not worthy of a place among us. But what does the Lord say? Of whom the world was not worthy. There's something here that I may develop next week. I may not, just as the Lord permits and leads. But I want to make the point now. Never forget it. The death of all these martyrs, the suffering of all these martyrs, was not a token of the judgment of God on them. It was a token of the judgment of God on their society. And when God takes away the choicest of his saints, he is saying the world is not worthy of them. He's saying the world is ripe for judgment. You can extend that even. When God's church is faithful to him and yet is not seeing a mighty, powerful movement of the Holy Ghost, it is a judgment of God not upon his faithful church, but it is a judgment of God upon the idolatrous society in which they are living. We would need to pray for revival, not only for the good of the church, but if God doesn't send it, it will be the damnation of the nation. Now, all these endured through faith. The message is very clear and simple. I'll sum it up for you in just two sentences. One, Paul is saying, you have much to do as Christians. And only by faith can you do it. It's impossible without faith. Two, you have much to suffer as Christians. And that's still true. That doesn't sit well today. That's not the mindset of the 20th century. Suffering is an inferior form of Christian experience, according to what people now think. That's not what the Holy Ghost teaches. He says you have much to suffer as Christians, and only by faith in Christ can you do it. Our job is to be true and faithful to the Lord and to his word. And we've just got to leave the results with him. Whether you escape the edge of the sword or whether you die by the edge of the sword, whether you receive your dead by a resurrection or whether you refuse deliverance looking for a better resurrection, the cause of God and truth cannot fail, and we must pursue it, looking unto him, obeying his word. May God make us willing to do and to suffer according to his direction, so that at the end of the day he may have all the glory. Bearing the unbearable. I hope today that if you're here as a Christian with a heavy heart, a burdened mind, oppressed maybe, the devil setting out against you, trying to use subtle argument to defeat you in your trouble and in your suffering, I hope today that you'll get your eyes on the unchanging Christ, and that you'll be able not only to bear up, but to bear the burden. To bear that burden, looking unto Jesus, looking for the better resurrection, living for eternity, knowing that we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our heads are bowed in prayer. In just a moment, the meeting will be over, and you'll be free to leave. I wonder where you come in this whole scheme of things. I wonder, are you headed first for the better resurrection? Or do you still find your place among those who live and die and will be raised again in sin and condemnation? Men and women, flee to Christ. Set him before your gaze. Don't let anything come between you and the Lord. Make sure today that you close in with Christ and receive him as personal Savior. Then as a Christian, keep looking, keep trusting, keep obeying, keep faithful. And the Lord will enable you to bear whatever burden he places on your shoulders to be borne. If I can help you in the things of God, especially if you're not saved and you would like to meet with me, to open up the Bible, to pray together, to seek to point you to the Savior, I invite you to remain as the others leave. Don't be too shy to come. Don't be too proud to come. Don't leave until today you're sure of a place in that better resurrection. Father in heaven, bless thy word to our hearts. Write it there so that it will never be removed. We ask thee, Lord, to give men and women and boys and girls the grace to flee to the Savior. We know that the argument of the devil is very powerful and very subtle. But we also know, Lord, that thy Holy Spirit can enlighten the mind. And we pray that he will do that. That he renew the will and bring men and women to receive Christ by personal faith. Oh Lord, we pray that not one will go away from this service a rejecter of Christ. Not one will leave without knowing he or she has a place in that better resurrection. And Lord, comfort thy people today. They're buffeted by the world, hated by the devil, feel their own infirmities very often. But, oh God, we pray today that thou wilt encourage every believer and to go on, to seek the Lord, to do what the Lord would have us do. And though it is impossible to the flesh that we'll achieve it by the grace of God, to bear whatever needs to be borne in order to be faithful to Christ, Lord, help us never to wilt under the attack of the devil. Help us, O God, never to give way under the frenzied hatred of the world. Lord, help us to be willing to bear the mockery. And if the day should ever come, even the scourging or whatever, in order to be faithful to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, give us the martyr spirit, not that we may seek death, but that we may seek to be witnesses. Give us, O Lord, that heart of the martyr who is a witness for Christ. Grant us, Lord, that we will be witnesses unto him, whatever the cost, for the honor of the Savior's name. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Be our abiding portion both this Lord's day and until our Lord Jesus Christ either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.